Gordo out at practice yesterday.
It's always slightly unfair that these guys who are walking off a football field after having practiced for hours, out of breath, tired, still got stuff to do, get bombarded with questions. But I think it also makes their minds so dull, they're never fazed by anything that they're asked. So the questions can be completely unrelated to the previous question. They just don't, it doesn't faze them. It's so weird. Anyway, I ran into number 91 for the Cowboys, that very famous defensive end, Tyrus Wheat. Mm. And I peppered him with questions.
Got a moment for some questions?
Yes, sir.
For the media?
Yes, sir.
I bet you're tired, right?
No, not really.
You look a little tired.
I'm sorry, I'm all right.
All right, good. Are you having the best camp ever?
Again, still learning.
Have you made any new friends?
Yes, sir, my son, the D-lineman, Jay Rice, and Dax.
Have you all been doing lots of arts and crafts here at camp and having fun? Like staying up late, trying to crack each other up from your bunk beds?
No, we ain't staying up late. We're going to bed on time.
You had any FaceTime with Jerry Jones?
No, sir. I haven't.
What about Mike McCarthy?
No, sir.
You interested in that at all?
Probably so. Uh-huh. Yeah, sir.
All right, you mind if I probe you?
I don't even know what that is.
Would you rather have a Super Bowl ring or have as much money as Jerry Jones?
Super Bowl ring. I always dreamed of that. Mm-hmm. That's smooth.
That's kind of your main goal, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But, I mean, a few billion dollars would be nice.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl, can't take that away from
you. If you were rich, what's the first thing you'd buy?
My mama's house.
What kind of house?
Whichever one she want.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Yep. How old were you in January of 1996?
I wasn't even born.
Do you know what happened in January of 1996?
No, sir, what happened?
I don't know. I think they stormed the Capitol or something like that. Who's the strongest guy on the team?
Big Zach Carl. Zach or Carl?
Carl
Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty strong.
Uh-huh. What's the best thing to happen to you, and what's the worst thing that's happened to you?
The best? Making it to the NFL. The worst, not getting drafted.
For my friend who doesn't understand, could you explain Skibidi Ohio Riz?
Skibidi Ohio Riz?
Yeah.
Riz?
Yeah.
Like when you, that dude. That's all I can explain to that dude.
Yeah, that's when. So, like, if you consider yourself having a lot of Riz?
No. Michael Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
Trayvon Diggs. I got the Riz.
You ever tried to score with an ABG or 304?
Mm-mm. No, sir.
Can you name all of Jerry Jones' kids?
I know Steven. That's all I know. Steven. That's about the only one. They come to mind right now.
That's all right. Up until a few months ago, I don't think Jerry could have named all of them. Who do you think is going to get a new deal first, Micah, CD, or Dak?
I really don't even know. I stay out of that. That's for Jerry.
What's the capital of Texas?
Capital? Got to go with Dallas. The Jerry World.
In your opinion? Do you like pizza?
I love pizza.
What is cake?
Cake. Sweet.
Is that your favorite dessert?
I gotta go with banana pudding.
Ah, yes. Yeah, banana pudding. The best. Name three past Cowboys quarterbacks.
Tony. Pass. I know Tony Romo. The good one. I can't think of his name, though. That's about it.
It was one of them that won three Super Bowls with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right after practice, you know, you can't think like that.
Yeah, I know. He's hard. he does commentary on football now.
Give me a hint.
Last name starts with an A.
Oops.
First name starts with a Troy.
Triangle.
There you go. Yeah, you got that easily. How many innings in regulation baseball?
Nine. Or seven and nine.
What's your favorite color?
Black.
Are you still having a good time at camp?
For sure, yes sir. Always.
And where'd you go to college?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. Okay, Starkville, huh?
Stark Vegas.
Yeah, so you're
Penn State.
So you're a Bulldog.
Yes, sir.
Bulldog. And what number are you wearing out here?
91.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Is that your favorite number of all time, or you just get assigned it?
Just get assigned it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's okay.
That's all right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll tell Troy Aikman you said hi.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
There you go. Very okay, very so he exclusive. Knew who Troy was. He knew he was good and just couldn't think of his name. We all do that. We all can't think of somebody's
I
name.
I don't sometimes. Know. It didn't sound like just a typical blanking on his name.
Once you said Troy, you said, yeah,
I know,
yeah,
but how do you not remember Troy Aikman? I mean, the guy's still, he's in the
he
number one broadcaster. He's got such a presence. I mean, if this has this guy ever been at the Star?
I'm sure he has. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't Troy like, you can't
all
walk
over,
10
yeah.
feet without seeing a mural of Troy?
Yeah. When he said Tony, and then he said, and the good one.
Yeah,
I thought he was searching between it. Troy and Roger. I figured he would know Troy more because
yeah.
Troy's more current, but there were two really good ones
yeah.
to choose from.
It's kind of a kind of a slam one. On Tony too.
And Dan.
Well, there was Tony and then there was the good one.
And I love the capital of Texas.
You gotta
go.
Go
with Dallas.
Yeah, you just got to.
I mean, gotta go with Dallas.
Yeah, you don't really have a choice.
Jerry World.
All right.